Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 20, question 53. What dost thou believe concerning the Holy Ghost? First, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Secondly, that he is also given unto me, by true faith makes me a partaker of Christ and all his benefits, comforts me, and shall abide with me forever. Brothers and sisters, we never think properly about the Holy Spirit unless we remember that very first part of this question and answer, that he is co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. Now, in the history of the church, it's maybe true that when we study it, we're more used to studying a little bit about the heretics who denied the deity of Christ, but there were also heretics who denied the deity or the personality of the Holy Spirit. And while certainly in our church, in our churches, we wouldn't expect to run into anybody quite like that, sometimes in the way we think about the Holy Spirit, or in the way we don't think about the Holy Spirit, we inadvertently lapse into one or the other of those serious errors. Sometimes we fail to think of the Holy Spirit as a person. He seems vague and nondescript, and we can have a tendency to think about the Holy Spirit just as a force or a power. Now, certainly the Holy Spirit has power, but he is a person having power. He's not to be reduced to power. Or then again, sometimes we think of the Holy Spirit, since he's sent, since he's the Spirit of Christ. Sometimes people can, without even meaning to, lapse into thinking of him as somehow subordinate or lesser. And that is not true at all. As the Catechism says, he is eternal God, co-eternal God, with the Father and the Son. Now, this has been confessed, this has been articulated throughout history, and one of the early church fathers, Basil of Caesarea, wrote a very profound, very powerful book on the Holy Spirit, and I'd like to read you just a snippet from what he said, where he really gets at this very well. He says, "It is impossible to worship the Son save by the Holy Ghost. Impossible to call upon the Father, save by the Spirit of adoption. You're a Christian. You want to worship Christ. You recognize God as your Father. How is any of that possible? Only through the Holy Spirit, co-eternal God with the Father and the Son. He is the one who empowers us to worship. He is the one who opens our eyes so that we recognize God as our Father in Christ." So let's not let any of these difficulties in imagining the Holy Spirit lead us to take away from his glory as co-eternal God.